everyone. This is Kanit Balu, and she has been my considerably new friend. She is new but deep friend, and like most of my other friends, she has very impressive background. And currently, she is a strategic advisor to President's Office for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at UMass in Boston. And today, we are going to visit the topic of being too much of anything, like being called too bossy.
I think speaking up and being called bossy are both are part of a continuum, right? So I think there's an art to speaking up and being taken seriously, and I think women have to really work at that a lot more than men do, so that they're not called bossy. But if they are called bossy, then I think there are ways to handle that as well.
Are you saying that when somebody calls you bossy or somebody scares you about speaking up, it has nothing to do with you, but it has to do with fears in their own head, person who's telling you, and it's kind of like they want to kill the competition where it's starting?
I think it has a lot to do with that. I think it could be both. First of all, there could be a delivery issue. I mean, somebody could be speaking in a way that the rest of the room isn't resonating with because it's too aggressive or whatever. So that means that person isn't reading their audience very well. But on the other hand, and what I've seen more than anything, is a lack of respect and like I said, a power play coming from the other person. So yes, I think often when a person tries to squash another person, it really doesn't have to do with the person they're trying to squash. It has to do with their own insecurities.
And then how, as women, how do you say that we should deal with it?
Well, sometimes you just want to get angry, I think. Because who likes to be put into that position? But that's generally not the best way out of the situation. I think I probably learned from experience. But I think you're right. I think the person trying to exert the control does have a need to control for a reason, and it's usually because they do not feel in control or they are insecure in some way, and they don't want to hear your opinion, and so they tell you to be quiet. So I think you have to, in that particular case, depending on the situation, if you're in a room full of people, I think you have to acknowledge that person without acknowledging what they said about you. So without accepting the fact that you're somehow inappropriate or bossy, but at the same time, letting that person have the power of the room if they need it. But, you know, I think the appropriate time to talk to that person is after the meeting, to say, you know, hey, what was that all about?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
A lot of people have the awareness and they have stopped using the words, but they have awareness only to the words, not actually to the behavior, and the behavior does not match the words.
If there were no words, and there was that type of, and I'm going to call that disrespect, going on around the room in a meeting that I was trying to lead or a group that I was trying to facilitate, I would call that person out on it. I would, you know, say, hey, Joe, you know, what do you think about this situation? You know, what do you think about what I just said? Or try to draw them in and try to break them out of whatever it is that's in their head that's going on.
And will they feel like they were put on the spot? Or will they feel like they were given importance? Like, how to make that differentiation or that distinction?
Well, I think tone of voice is very important. But if they were egregiously disrespectful, maybe they need to be put on the spot a little bit.
That is true.
on that. Thank you so much. I look forward to having you again.
Oh, well, thank you. This has been fun.